Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me here is a local Bigfoot researcher, Phil Shaw. How are you, Phil?
Good. Thanks, Kevin.
Glad to have you on. Well, before we get into what's going to be happening, how do you get to become the local Bigfoot researcher? How'd that start out for you?
About in 2006, my wife and I saw one in New Brunswick on a trip east to the Maritime Provinces.
And yeah.
Sort of got my interest going.
All right. Now, you were sure what you saw was a
Bigfoot? Well, you know, it probably wasn't a Class A, as you would say, but it was, you know, we thought it was. And then after that, I went to a expedition up in the UP with the BFRO, which is a Bigfoot research organization. And then the more I read and studied and everything, it just occurred to me that these guys are out there.
Wow. All right. Now, before you had your sighting, were you a skeptic about things like this?
I never really even thought about it.
You didn't? Okay.
No, it really didn't. You know, I'd heard of them, but never really gave it a thought. No.
All right. Now, you're our local Bigfoot researcher. Does that mean we have a Bigfoot locally?
Oh, heavens yes. I'm from West Branch.
Okay, yeah.
And I specifically collect stories, or I call them incidents, just basically around West Branch, which includes Iasco County and Iasco County. But yeah, I'm up to about 90 incidents just around this area, and about half of those are actual sightings.
Where
a lot of people, oh, you saw a bear, but if you look at the physiology between a bear and a Bigfoot, there's no comparison.
All right. Now, is that what you're going to be talking about? You've got a Mystery of Bigfoot program and town hall meeting coming up Saturday, March 24th. Is that what we're going to be talking about at this meeting?
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
Well, tell us what's going to be discussed there. Give us some of the details about, first, where is it going to be held on March 24th?
It's going to be at the Robert Parks Library in Oscoden.
Okay.
Which is...
right there on Skeel Avenue.
610
yeah.
Skeel Avenue. Yep. Free. It's from 9:30 to 1.
Okay.
And I'll be doing my programs. I've actually got three programs. 10 Reasons Bigfoot Exist, Sasquatch and the Biblical Connection.
Oh.
And then I've got a whole bunch of current stuff that I studied this last year.
Okay.
But we'll also have a town hall meeting if anybody has seen one or would like to share their story. They'll have a chance for them to talk as well.
Very good. Now, so this is a free event, and they don't need to pre-register or anything?
Not really.
Not really. So just come on out to the library. That is Saturday, March 24th. That's from 9:30 a.m. till 1 p.m. there. And, it sounds interesting. I'm sure there's a lot of people who come out just to hear the stories and, to see about what has become a, kind of a local legend then, or a local reality, I guess.
Well, I'm inclined, after studying it, there are a lot more here. We're really in a squatchy area.
Okay.
Most people don't realize how much swamp and forest and river and lakes that we have. And we don't have, the mountains aren't in our way like they are out west.
Right.
We have ideal habitat and people are there to see them.
And I would imagine, because you mentioned when you talk about the sightings you've seen, they think that you've seen a bear. And I would imagine there are a lot of people who have seen what they thought were bears and never reported anything and probably misidentified what they saw.
I think there's a chance of that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people don't realize that Bigfoot also move on their knuckle walkers like apes.
Okay.
That's, I think, why they have the big shoulders, the big long arms, they knuckle walk. In fact, there's a book called Historical Bigfoot written by a fellow in Indiana, but he traveled all over and collected stories from the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through and cataloged those stories, and fully 50% of the time, the Bigfoot was both bipedal and quadrupedal.
Wow.
Knuckle walking like an ape.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's coming up Saturday, March 24th, but you have another one coming up Saturday, April 21st. Tell us about that one.
Okay. We have, I think, probably the world's leading Bigfoot researcher.
Yeah.
Dr. Jeff Meldrum. He's going to speak twice to us.
Wow. Okay.
In the morning and the afternoon. And that's at the United Methodist Church in West Branch.
Okay.
That one does have, we are charging $20 for adults and $10 for kids under 14. in order to pay his costs, because it cost a bit. He's coming from Idaho.
Yeah, I've seen him on many TV shows, so I know he's definitely an international expert on Bigfoot.
He's collected over 200 footprint casts. He's an anthropologist, and his specialty is locomotion, so he studied the foot greatly in that regard.
So that one's coming up Saturday, April 21st. Now, is that something they need to pre-register for? Since
absolutely.
There's a cost for that? Yeah.
Because of his big name in the field, we think people should buy tickets in advance.
Now, how do they do that? Where do they get those tickets?
There's a website, WBBFCOM, it's West Branch Bigfoot Committee, .tickleleap.com.
Okay.
And you can buy tickets there with a credit card and like that.
All right. First up, the Mystery of Bigfoot, the program and town hall meeting Saturday, March 24th. That's 9:30 to 1 at the Parks Library there on North Skeel Avenue. And that, again, in Oscoda. Now, Phil, if they're interested in this, do you have a website, Facebook page, something like that they can find you at?
My phone number is 989-345-3717. My email is philshaw66@gmail.com, or you can go on Bigfoot Discovery Days MI.weebly.com.
All right. To learn more.
and that has a lot of the previous events plus a flyer on the present event. And,
Good. Yeah. Sounds good. The Mystery of Bigfoot. Local Bigfoot researcher Phil Shaw doing that Saturday, March 24th at the Skeel Library there in Oscoda. And Phil Shaw, always a pleasure, my friend. We'll look forward to talking to you again when we get closer to that event in April, too.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you very much, Kevin.